Can I get a martini? Can I get a little bit of a martini?
Yeah, let's try to practice once.
Can I get a little bit of a martini?
You are listening to This and That with Jeff and Carol.
We don't do that much anymore. Hi, folks.
This is Jeff.
And this is Carol.
And you are listening to This and That with Jeff and Carol. And this is a special Easter edition.
Yes, it is. We're so happy to be here. It's a Sunday. Sorry.
No, it's not. It's Saturday.
It's Saturday, right. It's actually one day before Palm Sunday, so Easter's
actually,
not too far away.
Take that away from your, you got a little thing over your mic.
Oh, sorry.
Yes.
I was covering up my mic.
Covering up her breasts, more like it.
Yeah.
Well, you know, we're kind of doing the mobile thing, and we're either normal.
I've got like a granny shawl on, and Jeff just reprimanded me because I was covering up the mic.
So anyway, we are doing a special Easter show today, and basically we're having a barbecue. My sister Laura, and her daughter, my niece Elizabeth or Lizzie, are in town, and we're kind of having a barbecue with friends.
Yes, they're both wonderful.
Are you just saying that?
No, I'm not. I've enjoyed meeting Laura and your niece, and I think they got the good genes.
Yeah. So we're going to kind of...
Jeff got the crappy genes.
I got the crappy genes. So before we start to talk to some of our guests and stuff, I wanted to tell you a little bit about some of the stuff that's going on this week.
Okay.
And just to kind of get your opinion of it. First of all, Rolling Stones... In Shanghai, yeah.
Wow. Okay. Rolling Stones in Shanghai.
Am I jaded, or is this like a BFD? Big freaking deal. I mean, this isn't the Beatles coming to America. This isn't like, what was it, Billy Joel going to Russia when Russia was, you know, completely closed off. This is Shanghai. Yeah. Not only is this Shanghai, which is like such a Western city in the first place, but the Rolling Stones were going to show up in Shanghai 3 years ago. The only big deal about this is that the giant Chinese government said they can't play four of their songs. So am I jaded or am I like, yawn, this is just nothing but PR for Rolling Stones? Or is this a big deal?
I would give it a...
All right, thank you very much.
That was a yawn. That's a yawner.
A 1960s rock and roll band playing in Shanghai. Sorry.
Sleeper.
Not news anymore.
This is news. We're at Jeff's Casa Picana celebrating Easter with great people. That is news.
Okay, but before we get to that.
That is news. Oh, I'm sorry. I digress. Okay, sorry, Jeff.
We both had a little bit of martini, so we're a little bit happier than normal.
Jeff's trying to liquor me up. I upgraded my wardrobe, folks, because I have been, I don't know, I guess I've been, I say that as Jeff's looking at my breasts.
Oh, sorry.
Look up, Jeff, look up. No, I updated my wardrobe, and everything is sexy.
Really?
I mean, the look today is sexy, right?
Is the look today sexy?
I had to upgrade my wardrobe.
Now, guys out there, when hasn't the look wanting to be sexy? I mean, isn't that the best look?
No, the look has not always been sexy.
Why wouldn't it be,
now,
though?
Because
let me tell you, I can tell you for 100% sure fact that in the past 40 years, men like the sexy look in a woman. So what part of that eluded the woman?
I don't know, but everything is, like, for example, the jeans. Have you noticed that they keep going lower and lower?
And I'm loving it.
And lower.
Yes.
Right? The jeans.
They can't get low enough.
The jeans, it's gotten so bad that the jeans that I had lots of cool belts, right? But for the jeans that went up to the waist, jeans don't go up to the waist anymore. The jeans go up to the hips. So now my waist belts don't fit around my
waist. I know. Look
waist,
at
these.
You know
right?
what?
My
these
waist,
jeans.
So I have to go
Deb Johnny,
and
don't look.
Belts.
But look at this. My underwear. You see, there's no way to wear these jeans without showing my underwear. Because they don't fit.
No, because you've lost weight.
Well, that's part of it. But these jeans are meant to fit low.
Oh, are they really? I didn't know that guys were doing that, too.
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's completely that way.
Now, some guys go overboard, and they wear their jeans, like,
Well, that's
really
that's a juvenile.
That's
kind
a
of
juvenile
love.
Thing right. where it's just like a bit too. I mean, that's just a little bit too crazy.
Right. Right. Okay, so
here we are.
What's the next step?
We're
here?
Outside.
Okay, so
we're
going to talk
inside
to some
before.
Guests.
Yeah. Yes, we're going to talk to our guests from the party.
Who I have to say, nobody's really excited about, you know, being in the presence of us doing podcasting.
I think they are.
You think so?
Ooh,
it's a little weird.
I think
hear
they're
that?
Secretly excited. Okay. This is like.
So we did mention that this is our Easter extravaganza.
Yeah.
So I did want to talk to some people about Easter, and first up, we're looking at Amy right now.
No, you said below freezing.
And Amy is. Amy is from Thailand. Faithful listeners to the show will actually remember Amy from a trip that we took to the Blue Bonnets. So what I want to know is, does Easter mean anything at all in Thailand?
Okay, we don't have any Easter in Thailand, but I have, you know, after being live in different countries, I know about Easter, about the egg, but I don't really know what it has to do with the religion.
Right, right. Okay, so you don't really follow the religion aspect of it, but you like the Easter Bunny?
Yes, of course.
We all love the Easter Bunny.
Yeah, no kidding. Well, Susan is an American, and Susan's a good friend of mine. You might, again, faithful listeners may remember Susan from dying on the show.
I've come back to life, much like Easter.
Much? That's our Easter analogy.
In a podcast sort of way.
In a podcast, crazy a, Easter podcast kind of way.
Something like that, yeah.
Now, what's the funniest memory of your Easter growing up?
Funny memory.
Or just strange.
Well, I remember wondering about that Easter Bunny thing and how he got the candy around. You know, no opposing thumb. And exactly how the Easter Bunny view is a big bunny or a little bunny, I worried about that a little bit. So that's
really?
Kind of funny.
You couldn't just enjoy the freaking holiday. And the candy. Did you get candy?
I did get candy. I liked the Peeps. You know, the little yellow commercial things?
Love most the people. Peeps.
I
sure.
liked the Peeps. That was the best part.
Right, right.
And you were worried about whether or not that Easter Bunny was big or small?
If he was big or small, and how he accomplished the task, it was, you
it's
know,
like
my
Santa
early
Claus, right,
logistics
Christmas?
Problem.
Right?
Yes.
Like Santa Claus during Christmas.
Somehow,
how does he do it all?
Santa was human, and it worked for me. The Easter Bunny was more of a stretch. I had a
Santa
harder time.
And he didn't have a sleigh with reindeer.
Yeah, I had more of the logistics
the
seemed more worked out on the Santa
Did
Claus
Did you,
approach.
Like, express
yeah,
your problems with your parents?
I think I got the general, it's magic answer. and that worked for me for quite some time, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's amazing how that does.
Maybe he has a lot of relatives.
Maybe
the Easter
so.
Bunny, because you know how that old expression,
yeah,
you know, they like bunny rabbits. And maybe it's just like all the relatives just come together and...
Yeah, maybe.
Right?
Yeah, sure,
help
why not?
I bought
ones.
That with the elves and, you know, the people at the department store were Santa's helpers. I bought all of that for Christmas. But the bunny, just, there wasn't enough, you know,
Let's
excuses.
Face it, it's really pretty stupid.
It's a stretch.
It's
you
a
know,
stretch.
The bunny is a stretch.
And, you know, I always wonder how a bunny got to be associated with Christ's, you know, crucifixion.
Not a clue. I have not a clue.
Well, it's a pagan holiday once again, right?
Oh, just like, is that what it was?
Right, just like Christmas is really
right.
more
they
about
They were trying to slip
gifts.
Christianity in there
they were
at the same
to,
time.
Right, they're trying to...
Well, the other way around, right? They were trying to slip in a pagan...
No,
paganistic.
The pagan one was first, and they actually...
Easter Sunday, the bunny was
well, maybe not
the,
Easter.
No, Easter.
The Christmas, though,
the
was
bunny
way.
Didn't come before
oh,
the,
no, but the like,
resurrection.
No. Christmas
yeah,
was
true.
Solstice, and there were a lot of...
Not really.
Yeah, Christmas. Yeah,
in the Da Vinci Code. Anyway,
which is coming out with Tom Hanks. It'll be cool.
Carol will appreciate this. The other funny thing I remember about Easter is trying to force our cat into the Easter basket and having a picture in our Easter dresses and Easter bonnets.
You're not doing that, are you?
No, but the cat didn't want his picture taken in the Easter basket. So we have pictures with the cat struggling and us holding the cat in the Easter basket.
How many? All of them?
Every year.
Every year.
Every year, my sister and I, in our Easter dresses, tradition. And we had Easter bonnets. Yeah, we did the Easter bonnet thing. I don't know if you did that. We had hats every year that were their dresses.
No, I didn't get to do that.
And then we'd take our basket, force the cat in the basket.
Poor little cat.
Isn't that
cat cruelty?
I think that I'm going to call the animal rights organization.
He was a very sweet cat. He wasn't like angry about it.
Right.
He would just, you know, you kind of want him to lay there and look, pose for the camera, and he was like, what am I doing in this basket? You know, he'd start trying to walk out.
And you wouldn't let him.
We'd just like pet him, you know. He was a very mild-mannered cat.
Jeff,
but
I think that's animal cruelty.
Oh, no.
And I'm going to call it the phone right now.
I thought Susan was an animal lover.
What is the statute of limitations for animal cruelty?
It's 27 years.
Exactly.
I'm scared because one of my favorite shows is Animal Cops, and they put people in jail. I love Animal Cops. It's a great show.
No, Susan is an animal lover.
I love four cats, and I love them. I'm a borderline cat lady.
Yes, I'm a borderline cat lady, too.
It's true.
But we're not
Susan and I share the same passion when it comes to loving animals.
May I have a Jeff to audience moment?
Yes, go ahead.
They're not borderline. Let me just say that.
Hey, but we are hot.
Actually, they are pretty
borderline cat ladies.
They are hot.
We're not spinsters.
No. Absolutely.
We're hot. Not. Hot.
Hot ones.
But we have pictures to show it from our trip to Cabo.
Cabo.
All right, let's go.
Okay, let's go on to... No,
let's go this way.
Oh, this way.
No, they have occasion... Are you mining for stuff?
Okay. Oh, my God, who have we got here, Jeff? It's Tito.
We have got Tito. Tito, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine.
I want to know the background of the name. How you don't look like a Tito.
I don't look like a Tito.
No.
But there are many kinds of Titos in this world.
What's your kind of Tito?
Let me tell you my kind of Tito. Okay. There's a guy called Joseph Bronze Tito. You know who he is?
No.
He was the leader of Yugoslavia before it broke
out. Oh, yeah, the famous Tito. Tito.
I don't know the famous Tito. Who?
The famous Tito was a guy called Joseph Broz Tito, who was the president of Yugoslavia for about 30 years.
Yes.
And he, Nehru, and Nasser had founded something called the Non-Aligned Movement. I don't know if you know what that is.
No.
Okay, so the Non-Aligned Movement was that you're not aligned with the U.S., you're not aligned with Russia, but it's a third front.
Oh, really?
And somehow
kind of an independent third party,
third world order.
Yeah.
Where are you from, Tito?
I'm from India.
So your parents kind of like took to this Yugoslavian president making a political statement.
Yes, and the day I was born in 71 was when he was visiting India, and so my dad said, "Let's name him after him." And I'm not.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and that's why I'm named what I'm named. But that's my nickname. That's not my real name.
Okay. I always figured Tito was like short for something, but it was actually a nickname.
It was a nickname. Yeah.
How about that?
I mean, he just had to fill up a name in the register of births and deaths, and they asked him, "What do you want to name your child?" And he said, "Oh, Tito's visiting." That's all there is to it.
Well, Tito's wife just came in as well. Yeah. Johnny, hi, Dev Johnny, who's strategically staying away from the microphone. So we're gonna, just for that reason, we're gonna point the mic at her.
Yes, we're going over to Tito's wife.
Now, before we do that, you know, I did talk to Deb Johnny. I worked with Deb Johnny. I'm in the office a little bit about sort of Easter in India.
Okay.
And she sort of said, we don't have Easter in India, right?
I have very good memories of Easter because I went to a Catholic school in India.
Did you really?
Yay!
Why? Were your parents Catholic?
No, but that was the best school in town.
Really?
Yeah,
okay.
Don Bosco School. And
God bless the Catholics.
That's right. It was the best education I got. And it was 1 week of vacation for me. And I remember one of those Easter, I think in 1985, right after Easter, I was in Calcutta and I saw the Pope and his Pope Mobile going through the street.
Oh, the Pope Mobile?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Cool.
I saw him. It was
it's
right
better than the Batmobile.
Oh, cool.
That's right. It's beautiful.
It's the Pope Mobile.
It's the Pope Mobile.
Yeah, right after Easter. And so our holidays got extended by another week because all the Salesians had to take care of all the administrative stuff to get the Pope.
Did you have to convert from Hindu to Catholic?
No,
not a restriction at all.
In fact, the best schools in in the whole country, since there is no real good public schools. The best schools are the Catholic schools.
How about that?
There's the one from the Order of St. Francis of Assisi.
And you know who St. Francis of Assisi is, right? He is my favorite. He is my favorite saint.
Okay.
He's the patron saint of animals.
Okay.
Is he really?
Yes, he is a patron saint of animals.
And do you know that he died in the place called Goa? Mm-hmm. And his body still resides in a church.
Goa, a very famous Portuguese port in India, right?
His body resides in the church there, the Bom Jesus Basilica. And I've actually seen that. It's a coffin, and there are his remains there. And
very
this is
cool.
500 years old. So Catholicism is very well and alive in India.
How about that? Okay. Yeah. I did not know that.
2% of the population is Catholic.
Well, that's 2%.
How much? 2%?
2% of 1 billion is about... 2% of 1 billion
it's
is...
Peanuts. It's peanuts.
Still 20 million.
Still 20 million. Sizable chunk of numbers.
When you think about it, it's a big chunk.
Yeah.
Bigger than Belgium or Netherlands or something.
That's true. Just a sheer number of people.
Goa is about 70% Catholic. And then there's a place called Kerala, which is in the south. Which is also
I didn't know that St. Francis traveled to India.
Oh, he did? He did.
I did not know that.
St. Thomas Aquinas,
St. Thomas Aquinas.
Yeah, he was also there in the first century, I think, early on. And then St. Francis was there for sure in the 14th, 15th century. For example, my school was set up in next to a church, which was founded by a lost Portuguese sailor, because just when Columbus was coming to discover America, the Portuguese were on their way to discover India, Vasco da Gama. And after Vasco da Gama, a lot of Portuguese sailors came to India, and one of them got lost in the Bay of Bengal. And so then wherever he landed, he planted his ship's mast, and then the church was formed, and the church was founded in 1599.
Oh, really?
That's right next to my school. So it's a church that's founded in 1599.
Good story.
Yeah, that is a very good story. Not many people know about that.
Christopher Columbus had rivals.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, heck yeah. Portuguese. Right? Heck yeah.
He had other Portuguese explorers investigating.
And you know, it's just like what always happens. Some people get to tell history, and we know history only because of, you know.
We know history through the eyes of American, but that's how come it's so nice to hear history from another perspective. All right, Tito, let's go to wife. Let's go.
No, I got some better things to talk about.
No, this is good. This is great dialogue. Good stuff. Thank you, Tito. We should have him as a special guest.
Yes.
Okay, let's go.
Okay.
Which way?
Let's go. Oh, okay. Let's go to get my sister. And
yes, Jeff's relatives, you guys.
Well, first of all, hey, Lizzie.
Jeff's relatives.
Do you want to do this or no? I want to talk to you about the MySpace thing.
Oh.
You really don't want to?
Can I just say something about Elizabeth?
Okay.
But you can't. Elizabeth doesn't want to speak because she's a teenager and she's shy. But I will say, folks, she's beautiful. She looks just like Julia Stiles.
I thought you were going to say she's attractive and looks just like me.
No.
She
got the looks in the family. She got the looks in the family. Something happened.
You calling me a moron?
Yeah.
You aquatard?
A little bit. How dare you?
Shouldn't have taught him that.
What's
that saying?
Anyway, Lizzie is a little bit shy, but I did want to tell you that she was talking to me before about this. First of all, I did some research, and you know what? In the last 2 years, the most popular websites have been threefold. They've been the social networking type, like MySpace. They've also been blogs. I don't think that surprises anybody. The third one was local information. That's the three fastest growing type of websites.
Local information?
Yeah, local What's information. That? Can you believe that? Just, you know, like Dallas information for us, that sort of thing.
I'm surprised it's not MyHeritage.com.
Yeah, I wanted to mention MyHeritage.
I saw that on your blog, and folks, if you're listening, that is so cool.
It's on the blog of this and that podcast.
I'm not Carol. I'm really Gina Davis.
You never told me what
and
you
I'm
are.
And I'm really Kim Kardashian. I got a 60, it was a tie, a 60% match between Gina Davis and Kim Cattrall.
Okay.
You upload, folks, what you do is you upload a photo of yourself. And it'll match you up against. It'll do a match against the celebrity database.
And it actually.
And it'll tell you. It'll give you like several. It'll tell you who you look the most like, and then it'll give you like who you look like the most.
And we're gonna try that. That's like a website of the week. We're gonna try to do that every 2 weeks. Give a website, but go check it out. It's so much fun. I turned out to be like I tried 5 of my pictures, and I got some Chinese guy. It's in the blog. I can't remember his name. Yeah.
You got a Chinese guy?
Yeah. I got him like showing up in 3 of my 5 lists.
Oh, see, no, I had Gina Davis, Kim Cattrall, and Diane Keaton was my third.
Diane Keaton?
Yeah. Wow. So
I got Woody Allen, so that makes sense.
I look like that when I'm older.
I got Woody Allen, so it's good.
Woody Allen.
No, I'm kidding. I didn't get Woody Allen. I did get two very...
Clever,
you know what, though?
I got
like two young like 20s, like hot guys. You know,
I got a match against a guy.
Right.
And I'm like, who
I got Gina Davis. No, I didn't get Gina Davis. I got a woman, though. I got somebody.
Because it'll do a match against, it'll tell you who you look like.
Anyways,
too,
back to my point.
Oh, yes.
Elizabeth is not going to talk to us.
But she does look like Julia Stiles. She's got the hair and the profile and the cool hip glasses.
So just say hello, that's all.
Oh, and look, the pretty eyes. She just took her glasses off.
She's not even going to say hello. Anyway, there
hello,
is...
Hello, I'm Elizabeth, hello.
Okay, no one's fooled.
That was
pretty pathetic.
That was me.
But she was telling me she's not on MySpace.com.
I suck at being a teenager.
But Elizabeth does get into this, like, this one devoted only to college folks. And now I can't remember the name. Laura, do you remember the name?
Facebook.
Hey, that was Elizabeth, everybody.
Oh, she spoke.
Facebook.com.
I don't know what that is.
So only if you have to be a college person to be able to get into it. So let's go talk to Laura.
But you don't want to tell us what Facebook is?
No, she's going to.
You have to be a college person. Okay.
This is my sister.
Yay.
Hi.
And probably mom and dad are listening to this because now that she has high speed access at the library, she's like really into this podcast. I'm totally serious.
Oh, your mom is?
Yeah.
Oh,
cute.
Okay,
so don't cuss. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
We can always edit that out.
Okay, mom, I have things to tell you about Jeff, and I don't think he'll be your golden boy anymore.
I'm the golden boy, baby.
Yeah, you are.
So, Laura, growing up,
this is
what? Goofy?
Crazy, yeah.
So, growing up, what was one of your fondest Easter memories? Because this is an Easter show.
I think the time that I cried because I couldn't find my Easter basket, and then Dad told me.
That's pathetic. I don't remember that.
Yeah,
but let me tell you when Laura was in puberty from the ages 13 through 17, pretty much cried all the time.
Pretty much. Yeah. No, actually it was making the Easter movie when our sister got to eat all the candy in the basket.
I remember that.
Yeah, and we felt really bad. Even
my
though Jeff
dad was really into movie making.
Yeah. And Jeff was
blended all to us.
It's really hard to explain.
We were as an Easter egg hunt is what the name of the movie was. And my dad wrote a script, and we were the actors. And anyway, I don't remember the story, but Jennifer, our youngest sister, got to eat all the freaking candy.
And what were you guys doing? You were like doing all the acting?
We were in the movie, we were pretending to follow a map to find the treasure. Meanwhile, my sister, who could fall down at command at that age, remember that?
Yes.
And she was filmed doing that and accidentally finding the basket, and she did actually get to eat all the candy in the basket.
That's not fair.
It was not fair, no.
No, and the thing is, I don't remember. Did you remember knowing this script? Because I didn't know
this
script. We were just told, go around this way now.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Look like you're looking confused at the map. And Jeff, why don't you look like you're running like a crazy person down the hill with your arms flapping?
I was always hamming it up.
Yes, you were.
I never heard
with your little horn-rimmed glasses.
I have the movie someplace.
Oh, that is so funny.
It's the funniest.
I've seen some of the childhood videos.
Yeah, they're
Jeff
funny, aren't they? I'm always hamming it up.
He is always hamming. He was a dork guy.
Yeah.
I was born to be a podcaster.
You mean off camera?
Yeah, exactly. Audio only.
Okay, that's my fondest memory.
That's your fondest memory?
Yeah.
All right, but you know, Laura and I were raised Catholic.
My mother.
Yeah.
It didn't really stick.
No. No.
Yeah, but you found a fellow podcaster, a sidekick who's Catholic.
Who's that?
Me.
Yeah, whatever.
Sorry.
Yes, you're very devout, right?
Yeah, not like ultra, but yes, I love my Catholicism.
That's great.
But anyways, go on, sorry.
That's great. No,
back to Laura.
We had a little conversation about that today.
We did have a conversation about that. In fact, let's talk just a little bit about that. We actually had a pretty charismatic priest when we were young, right?
Father Schrader.
And we also had one very boring priest,
yes, Father...
Now,
Which one did you like the most? The one, the colorful or the...
Oh, the charismatic. We fell asleep in the boring one.
Yeah.
But now, when you grew up, did you have a pretty charismatic one or was it dull? How was Mass?
On and off because they have to move around a lot. They have to move around some, right?
That's true.
Depending on where they're calling, where the need is.
For our entire...
For some reason, we had the same priest, Schrader, there all of our childhood.
Keller was there for most of the time.
Yeah. Kelleher.
Kelleher, that's it.
Yeah.
The best was in summer when it was really hot and they really made it short.
Yes.
And we got out early.
No air conditioning in the church.
I think when you're younger, it's more important to have a charismatic priest. Because there's some non-denominational churches that are doing really well because the preacher is vibrant and exciting and fun, and he knows how to appeal to the youth, and that attracts young people. But when you get older, I don't look so much when I go to church for a charismatic priest anymore.
What are you looking for? More of the message?
I go for the message. Yeah, but I don't go to be entertained.
But I mean, not entertained,
like,
but just stay awake.
When I was younger,
I mean, like,
no, but when you're younger, it's more important to stay awake, right?
No, when I'm awake, when I'm old, it makes sense. Like, look at me. I can talk. Here's a story. I went to the drugstore and I bought a Band-Aid. I mean, that's somewhat exciting, right? Not that exciting, but it's a really dull story.
What are you?
But it's interesting. You can at least listen to it. Where if I went to the drugstore and bought a Band-Aid because
I had broken my... No, I understand. No, I totally understand because you do have some. Yeah, you do have some priests that are definitely more eloquent and much better at delivering the message than others.
But what I'm
thinking, I totally agree.
What I'm thinking, like this Kelleher guy who we had, I'm thinking, okay, you're a priest. Basically, that's your job, is to have sermons, okay, to move people. Why wouldn't you be good at it? Why wouldn't you practice? Why would you talk in a monotone? I don't get it. It's like, that's the one thing you do. That is your career. That's your job.
Well, they do a lot more than just give the one-hour sermon a week, or maybe
they prepare for it. And they
do more than... But I mean, they do a lot more than that. I mean,
but that's the most significant thing you can do. Understand.
Yeah.
That's true. That's fair.
But you're not going to turn priests away because they don't have...
No,
I'm not saying that, but I'm saying
if I were Kelleher, I would say, gee, I'm not getting such good feedback from my congregation. I really want to... I'd join Toastmasters or do something.
Exactly.
You said Toastmasters.
Toastmasters.
And then we went into a whole Jewish thing.
Yeah, it was fun.
It was fun. You had to be there, though. All right, let's move on, shall
Maybe
we?
Maybe we should have Toastmasters for priests.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
God knows I'm helpless to speak on my own behalf. God is as helpless as me.
All right, here we are. We have Bruce, Christy,
with a
and
tambourine.
Shane.
With a tambourine. With a tambourine.
And these guys...
We're singing one day at a time.
One day at a time.
Well, what's like a 70s song with a tambourine?
Partridge Family.
Oh, perfect.
No. I've got one. Something about the sunshine. The sunshine.
That's the fifth dimension from the 60s.
The sunshine.
That's
hilarious.
Is that like tambourine material?
It's kind of hippie. Kind of hippie oriented, yeah.
That's hippie. Yeah. Hippiness. I love that song.
So this is our Easter episode. We just kind of wanted to ask you guys, Easter in Dallas, any special traditions from your childhoods? Well, Bruce is actually from Wichita. No.
Falls.
Wichita Falls.
I had childhoods here. People have childhoods with shuffle.
Unbelievable. Wichita Falls, Texas.
I was in Spain at the time. But
favorite Easter memory.
I'm getting tangled up in the tree.
Does it have to be from my favorite childhood?
Oh my God.
From my childhood?
From your childhood. No, it doesn't have to be.
Can it involve tequila?
Absolutely. It probably should
That's
involve
what I was
tequila.
Getting, actually, yeah.
Oh, God, Carol, don't wrap that thing around your mic.
Probably getting sloshed in Lee Park.
Like, which we're going to do this money. Easter, I believe.
Absolutely. Have you responded yet?
Not for recognizing irresponsibly sloshed, just comfortably sloshed.
What exactly? Lee Park is a park in Dallas, in Oakland, right? And what exactly goes on? There's bands, there's...
The Dallas Symphony.
Dallas Symphony, awesome.
And they play, and people...
Get drunk?
Have picnics, well, some.
Okay.
It's not a real rowdy.
Yeah, see, it's Easter after all.
Dogs and tutus.
People have dogs, and there's like a parade of the Easter bonnets, and... People have their little dogs on strings, and
okay.
warm weather, and people are happy, and spring fever.
All right, these guys are doing tambourine violence here. So, any questions?
Having one of her.
I know. Have you introduced everyone?
I did.
Bruce, Christy, and Shane.
Yeah.
Okay, what do you guys think about...
I don't think they're into the podcast.
No, I wasn't going to ask them about the podcast. Don't be so egocentric.
No, but Shane's like wearing the tambourine on his head like he's a Roman god.
No, I was going to ask them how long they've known you, Jeff, because you introduced me to all of these three.
True.
How long do you guys go back?
Wow.
We knew Jeff back when he was young and cute.
That was a long
when he was
ago.
What?
Young and cute. Hey, what are you? What are you trying to imply?
I remember that. I remember that, Jeff. I was attracted to that Jeff. I used
I'm
to go on with that.
I'm single now.
Jeff.
I still rely on that guy to
Wait,
come back for
every
now and then.
Time. Did I miss that?
No, there was.
My,
Jeff was a ladies'
my
man.
So
I known him long, if that's true.
Jeff was a ladies' man at Sabre, folks. I don't think I ever met a woman at Sabre that didn't date Jeff. Right, Jeff? You like that. He Jeff likes that. He's like smiling.
Yeah, it's like you know.
Actually, folks, we're all related here.
Actually,
thanks to Jeff. No, I'm kidding.
Actually, it's like when you're 80 years old. It's kind of nice to think. Wow, yeah, 50 years ago I was a ladies' man. Woohoo! But now, no, it's a little embarrassing.
They were sequential.
Yes, they weren't all at the same time. I'm going to cut this out of the podcast.
I'm pretty sure. No, you can't cut it out because you didn't cut out the part I told you to last week. You can't. You can't be biased.
Who's the editor?
You are, but then that's not right. No, if I'm going to be incriminated,
no, I'm not
going
to. I'm not going to pull that stuff on you.
You
no,
like that
it's
control?
It's a joint. No, I don't. It's
so
a joint.
So what else is going
here.
On? Actually, Shane looks good with the tambourine in his head.
He looks like a Roman god.
He does. He looks like that Roman emperor Nero.
Especially like the girl.
But he doesn't. What he fiddled while Rome burned.
He fiddled while Rome burned. Where's your fiddle?
Or is that fidgeted?
No, it's narrow. Nero.
Did he really fiddle while Rome burned?
Yes,
I don't remember
Nero.
That.
Uh-huh. He fiddled while Rome burned.
Where did that ever? I don't know the story though.
No, it is. That is truly the story. Yeah.
But what is that? This is an Easter show. Does that have anything to do with Easter?
No, but you know the Romans.
Tambourine on his head.
Okay, well.
But you know, all those Romans, they used to.
You're covering the mic again. That's going to sound weird.
Excuse me. You can. The Roman emperors
it's like interpretive tambourine.
Interpretive tambourine.
The Christians
were toys.
Dance, Carol. Dance, Carol.
It sounds like a philosophical thing with the tambourine. And then the lion howled into my soul.
I think I did something.
I think
to the
we need bongos for this.
What did you do with the mic?
Well, something happened. I pulled something.
Yeah,
is it still attached to?
Hello.
Okay, it's still attached.
I like that interpretive tambourine. You should give up your day job. We should
Birth
hire.
Of the flower.
We should hire Bruce to come do.
I agree.
Tambourine background.
I agree.
That'd be good.
Just slay bill. That would be a lot of shaking.
Slay bill's
Is it colder than Fargo?
with
oh yeah. No, I don't think people would have
done
that.
Did Jeff? Yes, Jeff did you tell Jeff's sister is from Duluth, Minnesota?
Yeah.
And is it now? And I was asking.
But we didn't tell the audience that.
Laura. But Laura says that it's colder than Fargo.
Well, you know, the Easter Bunny.
Yes, but not as windy as Fargo.
How would you know? Have you ever been to Fargo?
No, but I know that Duluth is really cold. You know, we have state records.
Okay.
That's scary because I've never been to Fargo, North Dakota, but I saw the movie Fargo.
Yeah,
and then I just got cold watching it. Maybe that movie got a bad rap, but you know, one thing I know for sure is I never want to move to Fargo.
I wouldn't want
after watching that.
I don't want to be grinded.
I don't
want to
be grinded. Yeah,
nor do I
want to
put up with those accents.
Right.
That was a little too much.
All right.
Duluth is nothing like Fargo.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
It's been 1 week since you looked at me. Cocked your head to the side and said I'm angry. 5 days since you laughed at me, saying get that together, come back and see me. 3 days since the living room, I realized it's all my fault, but couldn't tell you. Yesterday, you'd forgiven me, but it'll still be 2 days till I say I'm sorry. Hold it, now we'll watch a hoodwink. Does it make you stop, think? You'll think you're looking at Aquaman. I summon fish to the dish, although I like the chalet Swiss. I like the sushi, cause it's never touched a frying pan. Hot like wasabi when I bust rhymes. Speak like Leanne rhymes, because I'm all about value.
What happened? A wart?
A mosquito bite.
Oh, yuck. That right there. Wow. Ouch.
Really?
Another one? Oh, my thumb knuckle.
I'm not even getting bitten right tonight. See, I don't even feel any mosquito bites.
I don't either.
It just, they love me.
Well, they must love you.
They do.
And they normally love, I wonder why that is. It must be.
They love my joints. It's more fun that way.
Really? Is
but
that
isn't that odd how sometimes...
No, because Neil has the same problem.
Neil does? Really?
Are the mosquitoes, if there are mosquitoes, they'll always end up biting him, and I'm like...
Amy's a little bit like that, too.
I go home right? unscathed.
Yeah, every time I get bite.
And you don't get any?
But
look at me. I don't. Yeah. I haven't been bitten once. Legs or nothing.
I used to be like you. A lot.
Hey, I need a tambourine. Can you put? But can you bring me a tambourine?
Tambourine.
Can you bring me a tambourine?
We should do our show wrap up.
Okay, let's do our show wrap up.
Yeah, okay. So, anyways, this is Easter. My sister's in town. A little bit of a different show for you.
Yes, but that
was
deliberate.
We'd shake it up a little bit.
Well, of course, because I'm sure you people, the viewing audience.
No, they listen. They don't view.
I know. I was poking fun because last week you made.
I said that.
You made a boob.
Yes.
Yes, the listening audience. We got to spice it up. You don't want to hear it of Jeff and I all the time. So you got to meet some of our friends.
Yeah. So we had a good time.
Yeah.
And you know, a little bit drunk. We've been podcasting now for 45 minutes. I don't know about you, but I need a drink.
You need to edit.
Well,
you
need
to edit. No. We don't need 45 minutes of a party. Maybe
I'm editing none of this.
Okay. Party. It's
party.
Oh, yeah. We're saying party. I'm going.
Party or potty.
Party.
It could be both.
Party, and you got to throw your arms up in the air and swing them back and forth and say party.
And it's potty.
And it looks a lot better if you're
two.
Driving in a convertible.
It looks cool.
Yeah. Okay.
So we're gonna sign out and go have a couple martinis.
Yeah. Okay.
Happy Easter, everybody.
Happy Easter, everyone. And Good Friday. Happy Good Friday. Happy Easter.
If you're religious,
week.
Hopefully it's very holy for you. If you're not religious, have a great 3-day weekend and make the best of it. Be good to everybody out there.
Yes. Uh-huh. Definitely. All right. Good show, Jeff.
All right.
All right.
Take care.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.